Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadikara, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial, core, poor nation, in the cheese-covered, post-constitutional, bankrupt, bribocratic, mocracy, corruptocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and spring is in the air. It's coming up. That means Meat Out is upon us, the Great American Meat Out. Check out meatout.org. The first day of spring for 25 years, you have been asked to kick the meat and dairy habit at the beginning of spring for new beginning. Well, now after 25 years, I'm tired of asking. I'm telling you, go vegan or die. You know, when you eat flesh, of course you're telling the animals to die, more than telling them, when you eat flesh, what you call meat, you're telling your children to die. It's gotten so bad. I was just at a party with Dr. Michael Clapper last week, and he'll be one of the speakers next week at our big event at the main library, San Francisco Library, at 100 Larkin, 1 p.m. next Saturday. It's Eating Our Way to World Peace. Dr. Clapper, one of the speakers there, along with Will Tuttle, and I'll be there as the MC, Joyce Tischler of the Animal Legal Defense Fund. So Michael Clapper said to me, you know, heart disease is a pediatric disease. We don't think of it that way, but it's true. And we're seeing 3 and 4 year olds with symptoms. Their arteries are starting to clog. And these diseases of flesh eating, you know, what you call meat, start ticking in our children at a young age. And no parent wants to poison his or her child. No parent wants to condemn his or her child to death. So why would a parent in this day and age ever feed a hamburger or a glass of cow's milk to his or her child? Here, Johnny, eat your dinner and die. The truth is, go vegan or die. The truth is, when you eat animal cadavers and their body excretions, you're telling Mother Earth to die. Meat and dairy cause global warming and climate change. 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions are caused by meat and dairy. We're looking at species extinction like never before. 15 to 37% of all species known to exist on the planet apparently are condemned to extinction due to climate change. And it doesn't have to happen, but we have this appetite for flesh. So much so, 280 million tons of flesh consumed on this planet every year. The projections that the demand will double to 560 million tons of meat. Do we have a second planet to support this unsustainable habit? I don't know. Meat and dairy causing deforestation and drought and desertification and water pollution. Oh, let's go to McDevil's or Murder King or Wendy's or Kills Jr. or Up Chuck E. Cheese. You know, let's sing on the way. Die, Mother Earth, die. You know, we don't care as long as we can eat our corpse and as long as we can have cheese on top of it. Yeah, I'm a little tired of the meat out message, asking people to kick the worst habit, the worst addiction in history. We need to ban meat outright. If we can do it with plastic bags in San Francisco, we certainly can ban meat. Go vegan or die. You know, in the past few years, Meat Out has been overshadowed by the anniversary of the war in Iraq-Nam. It's the time of year for peace demonstrations. Yet, how many marchers are actually on that war diet? Meat and dairy are the war diet. Just last week, we had Will Tuttle on the program, author of The World Peace Diet, discussing his book. And he tells us that the World Peace Diet is vegan. Well, then it stands to reason that there's a world war diet, and if you eat meat and dairy, you are on it. As you march for peace with the blood of a war victim dripping down your chin, consider it's a gallon of gasoline required to produce each pound of beef. And the average American on the war diet eats 70 pounds of beef per year, plus another 130 pounds of other flesh of war victims. And we do fight wars over resources like oil or water. 8,500 gallons of water needed to produce your pound of barf. 10,000 gallons of water are required to grow the food for a vegan in a year. 320,000 gallons required for a meat eater. And, you know, who can finance a war society and a war diet at the same time? Did you see that food poisonings, the E. coli's, the salmonellas, etc. of the world, all animal food related, cost this country $150 billion annually. Heart disease costs this country over $500 billion annually. So if we all go vegan in our warmongering society, then we'd have all the money we need to finance wars, because it wouldn't be going to all of those medical costs. But I bet if we go vegan, we won't want to do that, because we'd be a much more peaceful society. Remember Cesar Chavez, as we celebrate his birthday this month. Totally vegan. Dennis Kucinich, vegan. Cindy Sheehan, vegan. George W. Bush, meat eater. Dick Cheney, meat eater. Barack the Bomber, meat eater. Peace begins on your plate. And just like with those corrupticians who sell us war as a means to peace, you know, we pacify a city, you know, by bombing it to oblivion. We die of friendly fire, and innocent dead civilians are collateral damage. Well, with meat, we say, oh, it's organic, it's cage-free, it's free-range. Insane, huh? And we say, oh, and it's humane slaughter. You know, that clown, very dangerous clown, Ronald McDonald, the other clown who heads the Humane Society of the United States, or the Humanely About the Money Society of the United States, is as much the animal exploitation industry in sheep's clothing as Barack the Bummer is a Republican in Democrat clothing, the Humane Society of the United States supporting humane slaughter. Well, there is no such thing. Supporting certified humane eggs, there are no such thing. And supporting someone like, you know, the veal salesman Wolfgang Puck as a hero to the animal rights movement. Oh, I don't know. I don't understand it. I wish I could be in L.A. for the taping of the Genesis Awards coming up also in March, which I used to attend regularly when the Ark Trust was in charge of that, and Gretchen Weiler. Now HSUS took it over and hails Wolfgang Puck, serial killer of animals, as our hero. I would go to the Genesis Awards now to protest, to ask people who really care about animals to stop giving this bogus con group $120 million every year. Stop paying its executives hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to promote humane slaughter. Just no such thing, you know. They are the animal exploitation industry in sheep's clothing. A good way of describing the Genesis Awards, actually, as everyone goes in those wool tuxedos, might as well be fur tuxedos, wool being very cruel, painful, and deadly to sheep. But the rich gather on behalf of the animals, wearing animal suffering itself. By the way, for those who must attend the HSUS Genesis Awards, you don't have to be dressed in animal cruelty. There are Friar Tux tuxedo shops around Southern California. They have alternatives to wearing wool, so you can have cruelty-free formal wear if you must hang out with a fake animal advocacy group. What can I tell you about that? Any group that would support humane slaughter, and by the way, you know, I know that there are new listeners to the show every week and they question why I'm so opposed to HSUS. Please go to the archives at goveganradio.com. The September 5th show, you'll hear the description of HSUS in the words of its CEO, which are convincing enough to make you not want to support it. And regarding humane slaughter, I don't know if you saw the article in USA Today just a few days ago, the headline, Food Safety, Veterinarian to Detail Slaughterhouse Breaches. It says, written by Peter Eisler, Department of Agriculture officials failed to act on reports of illegal and unsafe slaughterhouse practices, letting suspect operations continue despite public health risks, a USDA veterinarian alleges in testimony at a congressional hearing. The charges by Dean Wyatt, a supervisory veterinarian at the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, detail instances in which he and other inspectors were overruled when citing slaughterhouses for violations, such as shocking and butchering days-old calves who were too weak or sick to stand. He also describes being threatened with transfer or demotion after citing a plant for butchering conscious pigs, despite rules that they first be stunned and unconscious. So much for humane slaughter. Oh, we trust the people who torture and kill animals to adhere to humane slaughter rules, right? A quote from Dean Wyatt here. When upper-level FSIS management looks the other way as food safety or humane slaughter laws are broken, then management is just as guilty for breaking those laws, Wyatt says. In testimony sent to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Wyatt's testimony follows several outbreaks of E. coli and other potentially deadly illnesses linked to contaminated meat. It also raises issues linked to the 2008 recall of 143 million pounds of beef from the Westland Hallmark processing plant in Chino, California, which was caught slaughtering downer cows who were too sick or weak to walk on their own. Such animals are considered risks for carrying mad cow disease and other illnesses. Mad cow disease, 100% fatal, no cure. Are people dying of mad cow disease? Perhaps that's Alzheimer's. USDA spokesperson Caleb Weaver says inaction on Wyatt's reports occurred before the tenure of current Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who is, quote, fully committed to enforcing safe and humane slaughtering rules. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Sure, blah, blah, blah. In 2008 and early 2009, Wyatt ordered suspensions and operations three times at Bushway Packing, a Grand Isle, Vermont, plant. Among other things, he found downed calves being dragged through pens to slaughter, a violation because contact with excrement can contaminate animals. In each case, he says, managers overruled him and allowed the plant to keep running. Bushway supposedly made changes to comply with the Humane Slaughtering Act, to comply with that joke. Unbelievable, right? So, humane slaughter. Humane slaughter, yes, indeed. Friendly fire. So, anyway, if you really want to support the cause of peace, peace begins on your plate, and the only real destination, the only real route to peace is to go vegan. And if you'd like to not support an organization that brings in $120 million a year to support humane slaughter and animal serial killers, please, by all means, donate to Go Vegan Radio. We have to purchase the airtime each and every week, and your donation also supports Progressive Talk. So you can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. So please make your donation. We have to buy the airtime each and every week, as we've done for 9 years. We don't have the $120 million a year coming in. We don't have the executive salaries, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to speak out on behalf of humane slaughtering or saying Michael Vick has been rehabilitated, you know, because we don't get $50,000 from the Philadelphia Eagles to say so the way that HSUS does, the Humane humanely about the money society of the United States. So please, I ask you to support the people who really help animals. Your local rescue, you know, the HSUS, has no shelters, even though it gives the impression through its name that it does. It doesn't take care of puppies and kittens. So help the local groups, help people who are the real grassroots people, and stop giving to this bogus group. Let's get the word out to everyone that we have to go vegan for peace. Again, donate online at goveganradio.com. Coming up on today's program, we'll talk about the diabetes epidemic and a film that you can see on March 21st, Simply Raw. We have the associate producer of that film, Michael Bedard, coming up on today's program. John Sally is going to be at that event. A lot of great events coming up for Meet Out. We'll talk about them today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And please, be kind to animals. Don't eat them. Go vegan.
Violence out of your life, take it off your plate. Go vegan.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live-active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized. GT's 100% kombucha and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia. Now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. U.S. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3, vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I ask you to support this program, please, with a tax-deductible donation. How else are you going to hear about reversing diabetes or reversing global warming or reversing animal suffering if not for this program, the first of its kind in lamestream media? Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You can make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, so your donation is tax-deductible to the amount allowable by law. And is it legal to have this show on? I mean, and to go against this trend, this diabetes. You know, it's being said that one in three Americans will have diabetes in the near future, and I'm seeing dialysis clinics pop up as if they're, you know, slashed food restaurants in mini malls. So what are we to do about it? Well, you know, there's a film out. It's called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And today we're going to talk to its associate producer, Michael Bedar, who is also with the movement to reverse type 2 diabetes, obesity, and other preventable diseases in naturally. And he's a certified live food nutrition instructor, formerly an instructor with the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, and a really big event coming up you're going to want to attend. We'll talk about that. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Michael.
Yes, Bob, I'm really excited to be on your show. And yes, it's true that one in three, like you said, and the popping up of the dialysis clinics, it's something that people are really noticing, that everyone knows somebody with type 2 diabetes now.
It didn't seem that way years ago. This seems to be such an epidemic. Yeah.
I mean, you can just read any clinical medical paper that it's been multiplying. Some estimate that it's actually multiplied by 7 times in the last 40 to 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it gone from under 20 million to now over 25 million in the last 6 years. So Americans are continuing a trend of just what Dr. Cousins used to call culture of death living, but the trend is switching. You know, the trend is actually switching. And as
when,
a documentarian,
when people know that there's an alternative, it switches, right? So I mean, so yeah, tell us about this documentary.
Well, the documentary wanted to see what would happen if 6 diabetics who were insulin dependent were able to live in a place, be supervised eating all raw foods for 30 days because it was new to them and they needed the support. And they did it, and they went from being on insulin and up to 17 or 19 other medications as well to being off of these things, medically supervised, and feeling wonderful about their emotional and physical and even spiritual health. And we're really grateful that that movie was able to be made. So many people were a part of it. And today, we're showing it in the churches here in Oakland, at the East Bay Church in particular, the East Bay Church of Religious Science, this coming Sunday, March 21st. The community has already got a lot of live food, vegan consciousness. The head minister, Reverend Eloise Oliver, is a well-known character here in the Bay Area, and she's one of the hosts. She's actually just recorded an interview with me in drawing people into the event. We'll post that video soon. So it's a tool, and we wanted to actually give people a taste, too. So we're giving people a taste of live food samples, vegan, locally grown and locally prepared here. And we have John Sally, the NBA star, who's going to be speaking. And he's gone vegan, and he's become what he calls a wellness guru and a champion, which he is.
Yeah, he certainly is. He was one of the co-hosts of our event a few weeks ago, Soul Food for Thought, and he is really dedicated to the vegan cause and improving health in the community.
Yeah, so we're really grateful that he's going to be here to lend his celebrity inspiration to speak at the beginning and the end of the event. So everyone who is amazed, and why should they be amazed, though? I mean, he always cared about health. He was an athlete, always wanted to be the best, and was always an upstanding character, whether he was on TV or playing a game, and now he's doing it with the bigger game of life. And so we're happy that he's supporting us and coming. We also have Dr. Richard Gringeri, a local digestive specialist, giving the medical validation to the event in person.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
You don't want meat? It's time to try Stuff I Eat, an urban fine dining experience. Vegan, organic, eco-friendly. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market Street near Manchester and Englewood. Visit StuffIEat.com. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Stuff I Eat, 310-671-0115. Stuff I Eat. World-famous tacos that had them lined up around the block every week at the Agape Center. They're a specialty at Stuff I Eat, where entrees include the organic soul food platter, enchilada pie, organic portobello burrito, quesadillas, and so much more. Smoothies, juice drinks, desserts, high-quality urban dining, not high prices, the closest vegan restaurant to LAX. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market in Englewood. StuffIEat.com. 310-671-0115.
Your online vegan superstore is veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Visit veganessentials.com for 1,600 cruelty-free selections, from clothing to candy, personal care and household items, supplements, vegan food for your companion animals. It's all there at veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Wallets, gloves, belts, shoes. veganessentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. Voted best online store by Veg News. VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. There's something for everyone, from baby to grandma, at VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. VeganEssentials.com.
Now available at PETAcatalog.org. The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights by PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk is the must-have guide for compassionate living. From how to eat healthfully and humanely to choosing cruelty-free cosmetics and clothing, the PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights is loaded with facts, fascinating stories, inspiration, resources, and hundreds of simple ways to live a lifestyle that's kind to animals and the planet. Order your copy today at PETAcatalog.org.
Dissolve the blocks to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist, 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, ediecobble.com. That's spelled E-D-E-Y-C-A-L-D. WELL.com for certified. Call me now, 562-233-6714, EDEYCobble.com.
From composer and pianist Renee Smith, it's Song of the Sirens, Seasons, the DVD. Original music and photography by Renee Smith. Scenery, the colors of the seasons in the woods of New England, set to the music of Renee Smith.
You must listen with your heart and must be quiet for this to start.
Seasons, available from songofthesirens.com. Songofthesirens.com. It's Seasons from Renee Smith.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan, international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. You'll love it too. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Announcing all-you-can-eat buffet every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., just $11.95. See the everyday menu at thegreenscafe.com. Everyday favorites include appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee. There's a kids' menu. Green's Cafe. That's 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Dine in, take out, delivery and catering available. Call 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
All right. So we're talking to Michael Bedar. He is the associate producer of Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And a big event is happening on March 21st related to screening and a taste of Simply Raw, where you can sample some of the foods that have been shown now to be a part of reversing diabetes. So tell us a bit about the foods that people tried, and you know they were successful with this program. Was it new to them? What are some of the foods that people are experiencing?
Yes, and this is Dr. Cousins' approach. So it's not just me making this up as a nutrition educator. It is a medically proven result. And what people went from, they went from the meat, potatoes, fast food, and processed everything to an all-live food, plant-based diet, low on the glycemic scale, which leaves you a whole lot of wonderful, bounteous vegetables. And they began to love these things. You know, the reactions of these participants in the film, from the moment where they were probably, like some of the listeners might be on this program, looking at this food for the first time and feeling, wow, could I really eat this? And could I really feel nourished on this? To very shortly just feeling better than they ever had. And the telling thing in the documentary is these emotional human breakthroughs of when their true ability to be happy, not because they got a sweet piece of sugar or they got a conquest through their food, but to be happy through their own beingness, that began to come out. And as their blood sugar normalized, the feeling of aliveness multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I've been vegan 25 years, and a couple of years ago I was trying to help save the South Central Farm in the L.A. area, and there was a health fair there, and they said, oh, why don't you get your numbers tested? And I said, nah, I really don't deal with doctors too much, but then I thought, well, you know something, why don't I see what my diabetic, you know, my blood sugar level might be, and I got online, and every single person in front of me, they said, you know, I'm sorry, sir, you have diabetes, please see the doctor. I'm sorry, ma'am, you have diabetes, please see the doctor. So by the time it got to me, I thought the needle, you know, was stuck on, you know, see the doctor, you have diabetes, but through my being vegan for 25 years, apparently it worked out okay with a blood sugar of 83, which seemed to be
pretty
healthy. Yeah, just
so.
Go ahead.
What does that tell us? I mean, everyone listening should please ask themselves, what does that tell us? That there's something we're doing. Most people, you know, besides the 24 million diabetic, which has multiplied in the last few years, there's also 50 million plus pre-diabetic, and then is up to a third or half of America being obese and all the high blood pressure. What does it say? And then how can the world and our society be healthy? The word in the streets is the U.S. is broken. I mean, how can anything be well when the people are half sick?
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at it from that perspective. What we're offering here on March 21st in the heart of the Bay Area is an event that shows the human breakthroughs, real people, plus their medical supervision, plus the celebrities that we have lined up, including John Sally, who's going to be there live in person. We have an event where people can start to see there is hope, but it's not in the halls of Congress. It's in our local farms, like you said, with the South Central, and here we have People's Grocery and City Slicker Farms and OBUGs, Open-Based Urban Gardeners, all exhibited.
Mm-hmm.
Light into your body through the leaves. This is how you can live. This is how you can be healthy. This is how you can be prosperous. This is how you cannot die early. And the film shows it. The event shows it. The medical person who's speaking there shows it. It's a unified event to really kickstart a reversing type 2 diabetes and obesity and high blood pressure revolution. And we're so grateful that the Youth Bay Church has hosted us.
Mm-hmm. So tell us where it is and how people can attend, when, all the details.
People can attend by getting their ticket, first of all, at the website for the church that's hosting us. They have a big thing for the event right on their homepage. So it's ebcrs.org, East Bay Church of Religious Science. So ebcrs.org. And it's at 4130 Telegraph Avenue at 41st Street in Oakland. It's from 4 till 8 p.m. The doors open at 4. there's mingling and meeting all the local resources, beef, vegan, and raw food and gardening here. Then the presentation with John Sally and the host minister of the church starts at 5. The film goes on. Then there's Dr. Richard Gringeri. And then there's people from this community who have done it themselves. We have 6 people, besides the 6 people in the film, 6 people who live in Oakland who are going to be there to say, we did this and so can you, to support you, and a little mini workshop to like help you chart out your transformation. So bring your loved ones, bring anyone, you know, your family, you know, count your, look at your right hand and look at every finger. For every person that represents one of your fingers, call them up. Tell them this is your chance. It can be done. The 4-minute mile of type 2 diabetes has been beat, and now we're free to learn and make this choice to be vibrant and healthy. So it's, yeah, that's what it is. Register. The price is $20, and it's a fundraiser for this outreach effort into schools and more communities in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So please register.
Is your health worth $20? Of course it is. Look at all the health care costs associated with diabetes and actually all the meat-eating, dairy-consuming diseases. They all often come together, the heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. They all seem to be symptoms of the same problem. So now we have the film, Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. Please take your family and friends to see this March 21st. Again, the website, Michael, and then I'm going to see if I can reach some of the people who've gone through the program and how it's worked for them.
Well, the website again is www.ebcrs.org. That's how you register and click on the event that says a taste of Simply Raw, Reversing Type 2 Diabetes. And we will see you there. Get your ticket because it will sell out and there will be a line around the block. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get your family in to see this experience and don't wait another moment.
Right, and there'll be food there, so of course there'll be a line around the block. Food brings people out, and this is raw, vegan, delicious food.
Exactly. Good. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Bob. It was great talking to you. You have a courageous and loving show that we're blessed to have in our area. So
well,
everyone donate to keep this going, too. Thank you for having me.
I didn't mean to interrupt when you said donate to Go Vegan Radio. I didn't mean that. I don't interrupt at that point.
Well, I'm grateful that you're even having me on the air. It's a wonderful blessing to have the show that like this. And as much as everyone's coming to our event, also keep Go Vegan Radio on the air. I can certainly vouch that it's been good for me, been good for the planet, and good for life in America to have the show airing. So.
Well, Thank you so much. And the reason we ask for money is that we have to purchase the airtime. If we didn't have to do that, you know, who cares? But, you know, we do it for the animals. We do it for human health and the environment. Thanks for being with us today, Michael Bedar.
Definitely.
We'll look forward to seeing you March 21st.
Many dogs have experienced improved dental hygiene, healthier skin and coat, improved digestion and weight management, increased energy, produced in the USA, developed without any animal testing. For listeners of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the UK, approved by the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, sold in the UK under the name Happy Dog, HAPPIDOG. Here in the USA, it's VDog. Order online, free shipping, VDogFood.com. Call toll-free, 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. VDogFood.com.
We got something for you who don't want meat. A natural soy product and a tasty treat. It's tofurkey. That's what I said, tofurkey. There's tofurkey roast deli slices too. They have tofurkey sausage, even jerky to chew. We admit the name is kind of quirky, but once you taste it, you'll love tofurkey, tofurkey. Come on, give it a try. It's Tofurky. See us at Tofurky.com. D-O-F-U-R-K-Y, Tofurky. Wherever quality natural foods are sold.
Use your noodle. Eat vegan. Dine at Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant. 100% vegan, at 5720 O'Farrell Street in San Francisco between Jones and Leavenworth. Call 415-673-3136. Year after year, for over 10 years, accolades for Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant. Best vegan restaurant, best vegetarian restaurant, best vegetarian food, best healthy eating. Rave reviews in the Chronicle, too. You'll rave, too. See the menu at goldeneravegetarian.com. Called some of the best Vietnamese fare in town, Golden Era now does its own baking. Try the blueberry cheesecake. Close to BART and Muni, with respect for all life, Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant, 5720 O'Farrell Street in San Francisco. Take out, dine in. Visit goldeneravegetarian.com. Call 415-673-3136. GoldenEraVegetarian.com.
So we were just talking to Michael Bedar. He's the associate producer of Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And we've been talking about a very special event happening on March 21st in Oakland. And Pamela Sims is a part of it also. Her concerns are bringing healthy food and water to the community, not often available. And let's find out how you're involved with this event, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. I have to say we're so excited to be a part of the event because this is really an extraordinary coming together of local organic healthy food producers and our company, which is the We Empower Water Group. We offer fresh, healthy, alkaline water to the East Bay community in conjunction with East Bay Church. It's actually designed as a fundraiser for East Bay Church as a way to really offer water that is usually not accessible to people in an affordable way.
Mm-hmm. And what about organic produce, organic vegan food? That's not often available in inner city communities either.
It's absolutely true. I mean, you know, so many communities, urban communities across the country are really what people refer to as food deserts, meaning you could go for miles and miles and not find a piece of healthy fruit or vegetable that's not adulterated with all sorts of chemicals and so forth. And we're very, very blessed in the East Bay community because we have wonderful organizations such as the People's Grocery, the O-Bugs Program. We have a number of wonderful healthy food entrepreneurs such as Reggie's Raw Food that really make both organic produce and healthy vegan prepared meals available to the public at an affordable price.
Well, that's great. So I hope people will plan on attending on March 21st. And your website is weempowerwater.com?
That's right. It's weempowerwater.com. And I really want to encourage people to come to the event on the 21st because you'll not only have an opportunity to be inspired by the personal stories of people who have really taken on their health transformation in the Simply Raw movie, but you'll have an opportunity to connect with some of the entrepreneurs that I'm speaking about that are absolutely dedicated to bringing healthy food and water to the community, and you'll get an opportunity to sample a lot of delicious food that night that people will take the time to come out.
That assures a great turnout. John Sally will be there. I think he heard free food, so that's why he's going to be there. And
think everybody should come out to hear his inspiring story as well, and I really appreciate your support, Bob.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your being a part of it, Pamela. And again, for the event, the website is ebcrs.org, ebcrs.org, and we'll see you out there on March 21st, Pamela.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. See you then. And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Today we're concentrating on reversing diabetes, and there is a special event coming up on March 21st at East Bay Church, A Taste of Simply Raw. We've been talking to the associate producer of the documentary, Michael Bedar, with Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And Floyd Hood is also part of the movement to reverse type 2 diabetes, obesity, and other preventable diseases naturally. And welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Floyd Hood, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, okay. So now you yourself are what you consider a recovering diabetic.
Yes, I put it in those words because I think that you need to continue on the path, the same as an alcoholic. I would say being a diabetic is like something that gets into your genes, and it becomes a whole part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to work.
How did you come to have diabetes? How did you learn of that?
Well, I think it's about a part of my lifestyle. At one point, I was not taking care of my health. I just lost my wife, and and running a business, it's very hard to to look in and do the right things for yourself every day. So what I did, I was eating at the Greasy Spoons, and boy, it catches up with you really fast.
Right, so the standard American diet, the SAD of meat and dairy, MAD, and then what brought you to
fried fats and all those things that puts that kind of loop, a tire as we call a spare tire around your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's one of the sure cases of heart problems, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all the other things that your body could possibly get a hold of.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to raw foods, vegan foods? How did you learn about those as a way of addressing?
Well, I have been a person that has been involved in the movement for a long time. It's just that I strayed from the path. Now I've been involved in organic and eating a proper, a way of life that I should say, not eating a proper diet. But I was involved in a way of life, and then, as incidents happen in your life, we kind of stray off the path. And I think it probably would have been worse on me if I hadn't had knowledge of, the natural foods and the organic things and things that were related to help your body.
Mm-hmm. And so it's working, it's helping you to be on that path again.
It is. It's so good. I feel very excited about the way I feel, and also that I'm not doing any drugs, compensate for my blood sugar level.
So you're off of the diabetic drugs then?
When I say drugs, I mean, insulin or whatever the drugs is that they're giving you. Like the one that I was taking, it's like these uphill. And then I was also doing a high blood pressure medicine. So the diabetes and high blood pressure go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get one, you're looking at the other one so close. They're like brothers and sisters.
Right. Yeah. We find that with a lot of the diseases of meat and dairy consumption, heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, obesity, they all seem to be symptoms of the same poor habits.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. And the reason that our bodies, usually people start having these symptoms when they reach the age of 35 to 40. It's because we've clogged our body up with those foods.
Mm-hmm. Starting at a very young age. The very renowned Dr. Michael Clapper at a party just days ago, I heard say that heart disease is a pediatric disease, that, more and more you can look at 3- and 4-year-olds, and, it's starting right there. So, and we don't have to put our children on this path to diabetes and poor health if we eat properly. So, and you're an example of that now, Floyd. Things are turning around for you.
They are. I feel much better, not only myself, but I'm also counseling other people and giving them my advice and some knowledge that I've acquired along the path.
Oh, how can people get a hold of you?
They can just reach me at area code 510-676-1279, and I'll be happy to talk to them about anything that I've learned in the past years as well.
Very good. And are you going to be at the event, A Taste of Simply Raw, coming up on March 21st?
I wouldn't miss it. I'm part of the persons who helped put the event together.
Okay. Well,
I'll still be selling tickets.
Okay, very good. And that website is ebcrs.org, ebcrs.org. And we'll see you there too, Floyd Hood, at the big event on March 21st, where we take our own health into our hands. Don't depend on the government. Don't depend on a health care plan.
No, depend on yourself, my friend.
Thanks, Floyd, for being with us today.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
So hardly, how can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to say no, especially people.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Now at our new time, at least for the month of March, we are on 3 p.m. Sundays on Green 960. The program is archived at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation and listen to over 200 archived programs and podcasts. If you're someone who says, hooray for Bollywood, there's a vegan Bollywood night. It's a night out the third Friday of every month, meaning this coming Friday, March 19th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Maharani Restaurant, 1122 Post Street, between Van Ness and Polk. No host cocktails with or without alcohol, 6 p.m., $20 all-you-can-eat 7-course vegan buffet with soup and fruit dessert at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., a free Bollywood film. RSVP appreciated at 415-775-1988. That sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Congratulations to Dixie May for a wonderful article in the March Common Ground magazine. Definitely check that out. Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, which is also a co-sponsor of Eating Our Way to World Peace, sponsoring with Go Vegan Radio and Loving Hut Restaurant at 1665 Stockton Street and Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant, 572 O'Farrell. Eating Our Way to World Peace. Coming up this Saturday, March 20th, 1 p.m. at the Main Library in San Francisco, 100 Larkin at Grove in the auditorium, Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, will be speaking there, as will Dr. Michael Clapper, who's been a consultant to NASA and on PBS documentaries. Joyce Tischler, founder of the Animal Legal Defense Fund, will be talking on compassionate issues, and I will be the MC, and we'll have food from Loving Hut and Golden Era there. Again, it's a free event, 1 p.m. to 3:30 this coming Saturday at the Main Library in San Francisco. Come on, give up your war diet. Do the peace diet. Then Saturday evening, Will Tuttle will go to Pleasanton. The Tri-Valley Vegetarian Society is presenting that event, and Will will be lecturing and playing his music, and it's at a private residence. So if you'd like to attend that, you can email Lisa at thriveholistic.com, Lisa at thriveholistic.com, or you can call 925-989-1811. And the 5th Annual San Francisco Vegetarian Society Meet Out Luncheon will be next Sunday. Dr. Will Tuttle will be there again. And he's still the author of The World Peace Diet. Next Sunday, March 21st, we'll be there from noon to 3:30 at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin at Geary. Lunch at 12:30. The program starts at 1:30. I'll be speaking there with Will Tuttle. Again, sponsored by the Unitarian Universalists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and SFVS. And I will be happy to see you there, and happy if you make the commitment to stop eating animals. Love animals. Don't eat them. Go vegan. Hi, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Go Vegan with Bob Linden is now heard 3 p.m. Sundays on Green 960, at least through the month of March. This Sunday afternoon at 3, outrage in San Francisco as the city gives residents so-called organic compost containing toxic sewage sludge. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom and the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission have come under fire for wanting farmers, schools, and backyard gardeners to grow their veggies using toxic sludge, spreading the outrageous untruth that municipal wastewater sewage plants can somehow magically transform hazardous materials into organic fertilizer, while scientific evidence has confirmed that municipal sewage sludge contains hundreds of dangerous pathogens, toxic heavy metals, flame retardants, endocrine disruptors, carcinogens, pharmaceutical drugs, and other hazardous chemicals. That story this Sunday at 3 p.m. This Sunday's concert with King Wawa has been postponed as he extends his stay in Haiti, attempting to bring shelter to the people there now ravaged by the rainy season. Well, today is Friday, March 12th, the day when you were asked to purchase the book, The World Peace Diet. You can do so at worldpeacediet.org and be eligible for gifts and discounts and prizes. For example, you could win a vegan vacation to the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, a signed Peter Max poster. There are discounts like those at Vegan Essentials, but you have to buy the book today. Go to worldpeacediet.org. Then next weekend, you can hear its author at Eating Our Way to World Peace, the event from 1 p.m. to 3:30 at San Francisco's Main Library, 100 Larkin Street at Grove, along with Dr. Tuttle, Michael Clapper, M.D., consultant to NASA and on various PBS documentaries, also Joyce Tischler, founder of the Animal Legal Defense Fund. I'll be emceeing the event, sponsored by Loving Hut Restaurant, 1665 Stockton, and Golden Era Vegan Restaurant, 572 O'Farrell, who are providing food. See you there next Saturday from 1 to 3:30 at San Francisco's Main Library. Then the following day, next Sunday, is the 5th annual Meet Out Luncheon featuring Dr. Tuttle. I'll be speaking there, too, from noon to 3:30 at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin at Geary. Lunch at 12:30. The program starts at 1:30. And then that same day, an amazing event, the screening of the documentary Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. The associate producer of that film is on this Sunday's program. This is taking place at the East Bay Church of Religious Science, 4 p.m. next Sunday, 41st and Telegraph. John Sally will be speaking there. Details at ebcrs.org. See you at that event in Oakland. And our thanks to Vegetarian House Restaurant and Loving Hut for sponsorship. For archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, visit goveganradio.com.